Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel, we finished chapter 2, verses 30 through 32. And I was about to start the invitation. Call someone up and have them listen in. It's very important. Foundation for the Bible stands. God saves them. I can lead a person to Christ, but I can never save a person. Only Jesus saves. That's why we read in John 10:27-30, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And no man shall pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. My friend, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, went to a cross of shame for us, totally driven by his holy love, in order to eternally secure for us the forgiveness of sin, the removal of sin's power over us, and to give us eternal life with him. Now, my friend, don't be ashamed of him in his house. Don't be ashamed of him wherever you are. And just as a bride and a groom walks that aisle, and they come, and they make their vow, and they have a smile on their face, they're happy. If they have tears, they're tears of joy. And my friend, if you come to Jesus, he's already said, I do. He will save you. He will save you. So let me ask you, are you prepared to die? You're not prepared to die until you are prepared to meet God. And you're not prepared to meet God until you meet and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Death, Job 18:14 tells us, is the king of terror. The dreadful thing to face the king of terror without the king of kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, do you know him? Do you know him today? You say, oh, preacher, really, I don't know that God would want to save me. Well, listen to this list. It may include you. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven? And be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Now look, so far, fornicators, sexual sin of any kind, idolaters using idols to worship, even crucifix, adulterers cheating on your spouse, nor effeminate, homosexuals, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. That's sexual perversion of any kind. The sexual predator. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, the social drinking partying crowd, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. That's a pretty bad list, isn't it? And he says, in such were some of you. Were, not now, were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Remember our text? Born out of Spirit? All men? And the name of the Lord Jesus? and look at the people it saved. Again, we told you earlier, Jesus said that the publicans and harlots would go into the kingdom before many of these religious people that thought they earned their way to heaven. No. You are set apart, sanctified. You are justified. In other words, accepted before God in the name, the person of Jesus Christ by His Spirit. You're washed by His blood. When Jesus died on the cross, He died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He was buried and He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead physically. 3 days later, now He has ascended up into heaven and He's preparing a place and He'll come back. He's called on you to receive Him. What must you do? First of all, admit you're a sinner. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me, that includes you. It says in Romans 3:10, there's none righteous, no, not one. And coming short of the glory of God, we find that Jesus is the glory of God, and we all come short of Jesus. Romans 6:23 gives us some very grim news. For the wages of sin, didn't say big sin, a whole lot of sin, just said for the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire that was prepared for the devil and his angel. No hope of escape, no ceasing to exist, no anything. That's grim news. But the rest of that verse has great news, because the wages, what we've earned by our sin, is to go to hell. That's me, that's you, that's all. But the gift, not what we earn, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He wants you to have eternal life. Everlasting life. It's a gift. But we receive it through repentance and faith. I've had people Christmas time send me a gift through the mail. I received the gift through the mail. It had my name on it, and I opened it and accepted it as mine. I didn't pay for it. I didn't even send it. But by faith, I trusted it was for me. For God so loved the world that He gave, He sent it, His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, we don't get good enough for Jesus to save us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us. For us. So He says in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt believe thine heart, the Lord Jesus. You know, I just can't get over that. I don't have to work for it. I don't have to earn it. But I couldn't work for it, and I couldn't earn it. God provided a way so that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Lord, His deity, Jesus, His humanity, met in one, the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead. Oh, God became a man, the deity, the humanity, the virgin birth of Christ. You believe that in your heart. And you believe that He died for your sin, every sin you ever have or ever will commit. The Bible says He paid it. The blood of Jesus Christ is the propitiation, 1 John 2:2 tells us, not just for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Revelation 1:5 says that He cleanses us by His blood. The penalty is paid. But you have to receive. So He says that if we believe that He died for us, was buried and rose from the dead, paying our penalty in full, thou shalt be saved. Saved from your sin's consequences, saved from sin's power. Oh, and have everlasting life. He says in Romans 10:10, thou shalt confess with thy mouth, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. With the heart. With your heart you believe unto righteousness. Not your righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. That it's His righteousness, because we're believing in Christ, it's His righteousness that makes us accepted in Him before the Father. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. One day I could put my name in there as whosoever. Now let me just say this to you. You may be the whosoever, and can be, if you're not sure if you die today that heaven's your home. But understand, when you're believing with your heart, it's just like getting married. I mean, you can say you love a person, but it's not till you make that commitment. You actually enter that marriage. There are people that move in and live together, but they won't get married. They won't make that commitment. Coming to Jesus Christ, you're entering to a personal relationship that the Bible puts on the level of marriage. And if you're willing to have that relationship with Him, He as the husband, He is the head, He provides for your everlasting life. He's paid it all. He wants to take you to a place where there's no more sorrows, no more tears, no more crying. The former things are passed away. Where all is well, all is good, and forever in the joy of the Lord. Oh my goodness, He wants to save you. What must you do? Well, call upon Him. You believe that He died for you, that He rose from the dead? Why not then right now, right where you are? Pray this prayer. Mean it from your heart. It's only words if you don't mean it. Pray, dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for all my sin, shedding His blood for me. I believe 3 days later He rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, I want to encourage you to do one or two things. Get on our website at centralbaptistocala.org. You'll see booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom, and you just click on there when you see building block. That'll tell you how to grow in your new Christian life. It'll teach you how to read the Bible, to study it, to get more from it, how to pray, doctrine, kind of church you ought to go to. I mean, just a whole lot of things about your Christian life to grow in it. And there are other booklets there, but that'd be the first one I would start with. Then secondly, tell someone of this decision. We'd like to hear from you that you made this decision, but we'd also believe that you ought to, if you already go to a Bible preaching church, call the pastor and let him know that you've made this decision today and you want to make the next step. Now, if you don't have a Bible preaching church, then get on the internet or Yellow Pages or whatever we need to do and look for Baptist Independent Fundamental and just find out what they are. Make sure they sing right music, that they preach from this good old King James Bible, and then you'll be on the right road. Well, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my